It is Fashion Week in Paris and also in White River Junction. The annual Amateur Revolution Fashion Show is underway. This is just one of the ways White River Junction is becoming a hub for the arts and development in the Upper Valley. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more on the changing downtown.
Every year, a diverse group of people from all over the Upper Valley pick their favorite looks from the local consignment shop Revolution in White River Junction and strut down their own runway. Backstage, before the show, Hillary Mullins of Bethel is one of the models. She transformed herself into a flapper.
I've always been a tomboy, and here I just get to be total femme and just vamp it up, and I love it. It just brings out something in me that's wonderful. Everybody gets to come and feed on the energy and take that home with them, and the next morning, who knows what they'll do.
On display are local designers and consigned clothing alike. The show is a collaboration between locals that include hair designers, DJs, and lighting experts. This year, the proceeds from the show go to the Junction Teen Life Skill Center. Kate Mills lives in West Lebanon and attends the show every year. She says it's a reflection of the changing eclectic community she's seen in the recent years.
There's a transformation going on in White River, and I support it. It's a really positive thing for the area, and I don't see it as a gentrification, but it's bringing culture and it's embracing all kinds of people.
Kim Souza, who owns Revolution, puts on events like this throughout the year. After the show, Souza stands in her store in the heart of White River Junction. Her hair is curled, and she leans over the counter in her Jessica Rabbit-style black velvet bedazzled dress.
Glamour's anywhere you want it to be, for certain. And we make your own fun, right? There's all these taglines. Make your own fun. White River Junction, it's not so bad. And we walk that talk. Like, we're not joking. For example, we have an annual black tie Oscar party because we can. Like, we do it. The people that work on this fashion show, we don't do it to generate revenue. We do it because it's fun and it feels good.
Souza isn't the only one trying to harness that energy and town pride. Just across the street from the vintage shop, developer Bill Bittinger is about to break ground on his own new vision for White River Junction.
It will look like a very small version of the famous Flatiron Building in Manhattan, which is a triangular-shaped building, kind of an icon, masonry on the exterior. This will be a metal facade done in a tasteful way that will be very complimentary of the historic brick facade across the street. And within the building, there will be people living on the upper floors, and we'll have commercial activity at the street level.
Bittinger is a resident of the area now, but he was a part of a movement in New York to transform Harlem and has worked on urban restoration projects in Boston. With the Upper Valley's notoriously low availability of rental housing, Bittinger's plans also include 17 apartments. Earlier this fall, a new public market opened around the corner, inviting a space for independent craft makers to sell their work, open community spaces, and a new restaurant. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.